We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
How many of you know that when things are going downhill, God provides for His own? It's amazing how the world can be twisting and turning in every direction, looking for an answer, but the people of God can be at peace. Do you ever take the time as you listen to the news and hear all that is going wrong and stop to think how great it is for you? No matter what's going on in the world or how bad the nation, the country, the state, the county, or the city is doing, God makes sure you have what you need to sustain you and yours during the drought of money, peace, the drought of good times, emotional highs, free-flowing activity, and happiness. Droughts happen as a result of not planning properly and overextending oneself, disobedience, and many other things. The world is experiencing a drought as a result of turning its back on God. Politicians can't pass a bill to stop this drought. Turning to God with a whole heart is the only answer to the drought the world is experiencing. Even though there's a drought, God will make sure your needs are met today and forever. In 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1, God told Elijah to tell Ahab, king of the northern kingdom, there would be no dew nor rain because of the people's disobedience. God had threatened to withhold these from the land if the people turned from him to serve other gods. Elijah prayed for the drought, and it happened. No dew nor rain fell, but God provided for Elijah. God told Elijah to go to the brook of Cherith that flows into the Jordan, and he would have the ravens to bring him bread and meat in the morning and evening while he drank from the brook. Even in the drought, God used the unusual to care for him. After the brook dried up, God sent Elijah to a widow woman in Zarephath to care for him. I don't know what your needs are today as a result of the drought the world is experiencing, but whatever it is, God will meet your needs. It may not come based on what you expect. It may not come from whom you expect it to come from. Just know that whatever you need, however it might come, it's from God. Don't make the mistake of turning your back on it. Go where God tells you to go to get the provision. Go where God sends you to receive the blessing. Do what God asks you to do today. Say what He asks you to say. I assure you, He will provide for you just as He provided for Elijah. Remember, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. God answered his prayers, and He will answer yours during these times. What looks like a little will become a lot in your hands as you obey the Word of God. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement. It's a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.